Talvez amor così, talvez amo io te, e é uma minifú. Talvez amo io te, e é uma minifú. Anaweza. Anaweza mokozi, aweza mambo yote, yeye mwaminifu, aweza mambo yote, yeye mwaminifu, anaweza. Anaweza mokozi, aweza mambo yote, yeye mwaminifu, aweza mambo yote, yeye mwaminifu, aweza mambo yote. Yeye mwaminifu, aweza mambo yote. Yeye mwaminifu, anaponya mokozi, aponya mambo yote. Yeye mwaminifu, aponya mambo yote. Yeye mwaminifu, anaweza mokozi, aweza mambo yote. Yeye mwaminifu, 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 aponya mambo yote. Yeye mwaminifu, aponya mambo yote. Yeye mwaminifu.
Praise and glory be unto Jesus Christ this morning that he has given unto us to come into his presence once more again. I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to RTD Church International Morning Devotion and Prayer. I hope you are well in the Lord. You are talking with Pastor Lenny Wery. Hallelujah. It is another day that the Lord has given unto us to appreciate him, to lift up the name of Jesus, to exalt the name that is above every other name. And we have gathered this day, this morning, to lift the name of Jesus above every other name. Hallelujah. And I want you, wherever you are, just open your mouth, wherever you are, and give God a sacrifice of praise. Give God a sacrifice of worship. Let him hear you. Let him know that you are alive. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Abu Shanderi de Bukonda Radabashiketerinanto, a shendementele. Zataraganante siparanta mendeletano zokorogunante siparine sentalaganta e peredibanta manto parabikenda le peredicanda rababu shandi rika babu koria radaninte nempalanamanta meketele de banda. Father, we worship you, we worship you, we adore you this morning. We declare thy glory, we declare thy goodness, we declare thy honor. E kabukonda labarananta. May you worshiped above every other name. May you be exalted above every other name. We honor the name of Jesus. This morning, mighty Father, we submit to you. We bring our members to full subjection, O Jehovah God. We pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us, O Father, what trespasses, O mighty Father, even as we forgive those who trespasses against us, O Jehovah Jireh. O Bashanda Mantanaganati. Meteleta Santa Manta Ragananta Zegedeledanto Zopa Bababu Shande Rika Bababu Shande. We put to death every works of the flesh. We put to death every works of the flesh in the mighty name of Jesus. As we surrender to you this morning, O God, we commit ourselves before your mighty and holy hand. We surrender to your capable hand. We surrender to your hand of honor and mercy that, Father, uphold us this day with your mercy, with your kindness, with your favor, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender this day to fulfill the will and the purposes of our Savior, in the mighty name of Jehovah. Whatever is not of thee, we break it. Whatever is not of thee, we bind it upon this day. Every plan, every skirmishes of the enemy, we bind them, we destroy them, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we release thy majesty. We release thy goodness in the mighty name of Jehovah. We surrender this day. We surrender every plan we have concerning this day in your able hand, O Jehovah Jireh. That, Father, we pray that you may bless our going out in the mighty name of Jesus. Even some of us are planning to go to their workplaces, O Father. I pray that bless their going out, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are going to do various activities upon this day, I pray, Lord, that you may bless their going out, bless their workplaces, bless them, O Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, mighty God, that this day may you use us for your glory. May you use us for your glory. We pray, mighty God, the prayer of Jabez, O Jehovah Jireh, that you may bless us indeed. Bless us indeed. Bless us indeed. Bless our coming in and our going out. Bless us indeed. Mantura bashande rikabukunda lapine kentementerene ansa. Let everything within us be blessed. Let our mind be blessed. Let our spirit be blessed. Let our workplace be blessed. Bless us with strength. Bless us with long life. Bless us, O Jehovah. We need your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. We need the blessing of good health in the mighty name of Jehovah. May your hand be upon us this morning in the name of Jesus. Give us the wisdom that we need. Give us the wisdom we need for the day. Give us the favor we need for the day. Give us the grace we need for the day. Give us the kindness we need for the day, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall worship you. We shall lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the living God. We worship you, Father. We adore you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Welcome those that are coming in. May God bless you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of our Savior, in the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. Today we are going to Psalms 19, and we are going to listen to the word of God, and I hope you're going to be blessed, and the Lord has something for us this morning, and you don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss the word that the Lord has for us this morning, in Jesus' name. You can go with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 19. Psalms chapter 19. And we are going to be blessed with the word of the living God this morning.
Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. The measuring line goes out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's so much to learn today from the book of Psalms. Praise be unto Jesus. There's so much to learn, and we are going to take a couple of verses and dig into it. And I hope that the Lord is going to bless us this morning in the name of Jesus. Even just reading of the word alone has blessed me. You know, I just remembered as was listening to this book of Psalms that there are so many scriptures that I have used in from this book over and over and over that has been a blessing to me and my ministry over the years. And today we are going to share some of them, and I pray that the Lord is going to bless us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible begins by saying, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaim his handiwork. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you fail to praise God, the heavens will praise him. Praise be to God. Even the heavens, they declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaim his handiwork. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a God who is a master creator. Praise be to Jesus. Whatever God created is perfect. Praise be to God. If you look around, you see the glory of God. If you look, just look at the creation. Look at the trees. Look at the mountains. Look at the ocean. Look at the number of fishes that God put in the ocean. Praise be to God. You know, it makes you feel like this God is not an ordinary God. Praise be to God. That he loved us as human being, that he gave us everything we need. He put us in an ecosystem. Praise be to God. Even the way your body is functioning. Praise be to God. God created your body in a way that it can fight against diseases. Praise be to God. It can help you in difficult times. This is the kind of God we serve, that even the heavens, they declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaim his handiwork. And you know, when the Bible said the heavens, it means even the host in heaven, the angels, hallelujah, the 24 elders, praise be to God, they declare the glory of God, praise be to God, and the sky above proclaim his handiwork. The work, praise be to Jesus. You see, for somebody to come to a place of writing a psalm like this, it means he saw the revelation. He saw in the spirit what was going on in heaven. Praise be to God. This is not an ordinary psalm. This is more of a vision that David was seeing. He was seeing that the heavens were declaring the glory of God. He was seeing angels worshiping God, declaring the glory of God. This was a vision that God brought David to a place where he was seeing inside heaven. Praise be to God. This was not just an ordinary psalm that David was just writing. Hallelujah. This was a prophetic. This was a place where God brought his servant to see, to experience what goes on in heaven. Hallelujah. This is the mystery of Psalms 19, because it was a psalm that David was seeing himself inside heaven. You see, you need to have a picture of something for you to come to the reality of what it really is. There's a time where God can give you a glimpse of your future, a glimpse of what takes place in heaven, praise be to God, so that your faith is lifted, praise be to Jesus, hallelujah. Because some of us, our faith is dead because we have yet to see the things of God. We have yet to see what God is going to do in our lives, praise be to God. And that's why you are living carelessly, not knowing that God has a great future for you, that your Father has a plan for your life, and is a plan for good and not for evil. He has a plan to make you to be great. He has a plan to make you to be an apostle. He has a plan to make you to be a pastor. He has a plan to make you to open orphanages for the poor, for the orphans, praise be to Jesus, hallelujah. But because you have not seen it, hallelujah, you are living carelessly because you don't know your future. You know, there's a reason why the Bible said that the youth shall see vision, because the youth are the generation of tomorrow. If they have no vision, they don't know where they are going. And where there's no vision, the people perish because they have no direction, praise be to God of Nazareth, hallelujah. And that's why it is very important for our generation to be visionary generation, to be generation that have eyes that penetrate the future, that has the eagle eyes, praise be to God. It is very, very, very important. You see that David was able to see what was happening in heaven because God opened his eyes to see the future and to see what God has in place, to see the life we will eventually live in heaven. So God gave a glimpse of heaven. Hallelujah. To David, praise be to God. You see, when God loves you so much, he will give you a glimpse of who he is. He will give you a glimpse of his presence, praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaim his handiwork. Listen to this. Day to day pour out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. So you see in heaven, every day in heaven, there's a speech that is going on. And you know, David is seeing this in the spirit. I want you to open your spiritual eyes now. David is seeing this in the spirit. He's seeing that in heaven, the day to day, there is a speech going on in heaven. Day to day, pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. So there's a knowledge that gets revealed night by night in heaven, praise be to God. There's a speech, there's a word, there's a sermon that is being released in heaven, praise be to God, day by day, praise be to God. And that's what we need to see God on a daily basis, because every day God has a word for you and for me. That's why every day we ask of him, Father, give us our daily bread, praise be to God. There is a word that the Lord has for you to sustain you, to protect you, to revive you, to empower you, to nourish you, hallelujah, to cover you, to empower you, hakoshada lepenanto rekenenta zenehanta mekelenanta rebehenta. There is a word that proceeded from the throne of God. David is saying that day to day pours out speech, and a lot of people are missing on the speech of heaven because they are not connected with the Father to hear what the Father is saying upon the day, praise be to God. And the Bible says reveals knowledge. night by night, there is a knowledge that is being revealed. There is a knowledge concerning that situation that have troubled your life that is being revealed in heaven. There is a plan. There is a knowledge of understanding. There is a breakthrough. There is a knowledge on how to conquer that city for Jesus Christ that is being revealed. There is a knowledge on how to succeed in that business that is being revealed. There is a knowledge on how to prosper that is being revealed. There is a knowledge on how you need to be fruitful and multiply and fill the heart with the knowledge of Jesus Christ that is being revealed night by night. There is something going on in heaven that when you tap into it, your life can never be the same. And the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. No wonder knowledge is being released in heaven night by night. There is continuous knowledge. There is continuous revelation. So the God we serve is an endless God. The knowledge of God is endless. And that's why you read the Bible. The Bible is new every time you read it. Hallelujah. There have been so many sermons out of the Bible, but they are yet to finish the Bible. Praise be to God. You can never finish it because there is knowledge that the Lord releases day by day, night by night. He reveals knowledge, praise be to God, to empower the church to fulfill the will and the purposes of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 3. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. That is another mystery. I'm telling you, this psalm is full of mysteries. Imagine verse 2, it says that day to day pours out speech and night to night reveals knowledge. Then in verse 3, it says there is no speech. So how can there be no speech where words are proceeding, where knowledge is proceeding? This is the secret of heaven. Praise be to God. Because in heaven, people don't talk the way I am talking to you right now, where you can hear my voice. No, no, no. People talk from heart to heart, from spirit to spirit, at the speed of sound. People communicate themselves like we communicate in the spirit. Hallelujah. I can be singing, my mouth is shut, but you can hear me singing because you are connected with me in the spirit. You can hear me sing a song and I'm just looking at you, but my heart is worshiping and you can hear the same song. That is how heaven is protected. That's why the devil is not able to know what is going on in heaven, because the communication is under inscription. If you are a computer guy, you will understand what I'm talking about. It is inscripted. The things that proceeded in heaven have been inscripted. They are art to art. They are out to art. Hallelujah. They are not for the ears of the devil. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why David is having this kind of awesome experience where he's seeing that day to day there's a speech that is being poured, and at the same time, night to night, there's knowledge that is being revealed in heaven, but there is no speech. So how can this happen? Nor are there words whose voice is not heard. So they cannot hear their voices, yet knowledge is proceeding, yet understanding is proceeding, yet speech is proceeding, but they cannot hear their voices because the communication in heaven is different. Praise be to God. In heaven, people can be in a group of 10 and speaking to each other heart to heart without somebody hearing their voices, because in heaven you can hear people's spirit. You can hear, you can connect. Praise be to God. Even as children of God, we need to be connected. You need to find a place where you are connected. You are connected. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I can be here, hallelujah, and attend a church service in Kenya. Praise be to God. God can take me in the spirit. Like tonight, I was here and I saw myself, I was attending a church service in Nigeria. Praise be to God. There is a way that God can connect you in the spirit that you may be able to participate. Hallelujah. As Apostle Paul was saying, that while you gathered to worship, I was with you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There are moments where the spirit of a servant of God can enter and fellowship with a service. Praise be to God. They are not physically there, but they are connected in the spirit. As children of God, we have that capacity. We have that capability where we can be able to connect and fellowship. Praise be to God. And hear one another with no speech spoken, but we can hear. We can hear the cry of one another. There are people that you don't need to for them to tell you that they have a problem. You can hear their spirit crying. You can hear their spirit crying. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Even when the speech is not heard, yet their voice goes out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise be unto Jesus. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs his course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from his heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. And that's why we need to study the word of God. When we study the word, our soul is revived. Hallelujah. We receive fresh ideas, fresh energy. Praise be to God. And that's why we are digging into the scriptures this morning. Praise be to God. Because the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Praise be to God. And that's why wise people are very simple people. Praise be to God. They are not complicated. You know, there are things that when you see God doing, it makes you humble. Praise be to God. When you see God healing tumors, it makes you humble. When you see God opening the blind eyes, it makes you humble. When you see God commanding the dead to come to life, it makes you humble. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Because there are lessons to learn from the testimonies of the Lord. There are lessons that we learn out of the testimonies of the things that we see the Lord is doing. The Bible says the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The precepts, the teachings, the direction, the statutes of the Lord are pure. Praise be to God. They are right. They are not wrong. In other words, you can trust in the word of God. You can lean in the word of God. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. You want your eyes to be enlightened. Dig into the word. Prioritize the word. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't get exhausted in sharing the word, in listening to the word. Praise be to God. And that's why we have started this series of sermon. Now we are on verse 19, all the way from chapter 1. Praise be to God. We are digging into the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Hey. More to be desired are they than gold. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Praise be to God. More to be desired than gold is the word of God. I'm telling you, everything that pertains to this life is hidden in the Holy Scriptures. When God opens your eyes to see the revelations in the word of God, your life can never be the same. Praise be to God. There are things that when God opens your eyes to see, you will never be the same again. Your life will move from levels to level, from glory to glory, from maturity to maturity. You will enjoy divine protection. You will enjoy the covering of the Lord when you understand. And that's why David came to a place where he realized that more to be desired than gold, than fine gold, not just mere gold, fine stuff. Praise be to Jesus. It's the commandments of God, it's the laws of God, it's the statutes of God, it's the ways of God. But prioritize the word. People have time to watch movies for 3 hours, but they don't have time to read the word of God for even 2 minutes. Praise be to God. That tells you how mediocre we are. That tells you the kind of attitude we have to ask the word of God. We don't know that everything that pertains to this life is in the word. Your future is in the word. The revelation about your life is in the word. The ministry that God has given you is in the world, and the moment you will see it in the world, I am telling you, your mind will be blown out. The word has capacity to open a door where there is no door. The word has capacity to open a way where there is no way. The word has capacity to cause water to gush out of the wilderness. The word has capacity to create a future for you, and sometimes we don't know. And that's why the Lord spoke to Joshua that you shall meditate on this law day and night, and observe to do everything that is written thereby. Praise be to God. And then your ways shall be prosperous. Praise be to God. So if you want to prosper, prioritize the word of God. Dig into the word of God. We cannot be tired, because there is more into the word that we need to embed in our spirit. We need to embed in our blood. We need to embed in our bones, until the word becomes part of us, until the word becomes our speech, until the word becomes our language, until the word becomes what we speak about on the streets, in the marketplace. When we story, we talk about the goodness of God. We talk about the testimonies. We talk about the things that God has done. Hey, ha, korobos. He commanded the waves in the sea, be still, and everything came to stillness. He kabukunda lete barata, okobazanda he shadananta, he kabukuria. We serve a God that changes the water to become wine. He gaburananta, we serve a God that raised the dead. Oh, zandalabani zepakalokatania, ribukuria rada bahanta. When we begin to dig, our faith begin to grow bigger. When we begin to dig in the word of God, even our faith grows bigger. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. The Bible says, by the word of God is your servant warned. Hallelujah. There are dangers that are looming around us all the time. I've experienced this in my life. Before anything happened, I get it from the word of God. Praise be to Jesus. I get the revelation in the word of God. Before anything dangerous happened, the Lord will quicken me. The Lord will give me a word concerning the situation. Praise be to Jesus, to prepare me, to alert me of the danger that is looming. Praise be to God. So by the word of God, we receive warnings. Hallelujah. We receive warnings on how to take care of certain things. Praise be to God. On how we need to prepare for hard times. In the name of Jesus. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. There is great reward in keeping the word of God. There is great reward in keeping his statutes. There is great reward in keeping the commandments of the Lord. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from Eden falls. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says, who can discern his errors? Do you know, everybody will tell you, I am right. I am right. You are the one who is wrong. Praise be to God. That's why we need as much of the word as possible, because the word of God is what will bring distinction. So the more you know God, the more you realize you have been wrong. Praise be to God. You know, when I came to be saved, is when the holiness of God was revealed to me for the first time. I began to see the Lord who is holy, who is just, who is righteous. And I was like, I was too far away from the standard. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The more you come to know God, the more you come to know Him in intimacy, you realize that you need to change your ways. You realize that His ways are not our ways. You realize that His thoughts are not our thoughts. The way you want to judge things, the way you want to settle matters, is not the same way that God wants you to settle the matters. Praise be to God. God wants you to take care in a very, very different way. But as we want to do things as human beings, we want to fulfill justice using our strength, using our energy. Praise be to God. But God has His way. Hallelujah. Who can discern His errors declares me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. They are what the Bible calls presumptuous sin, premeditated sin. Praise be to God. You know, there are sins that you know very well they are sin, but you are tempted to do them anyway. Praise be to God. You presume. You know, somebody knows that stealing is wrong. You are a child of God, but you are still premeditating. That phone of that brother, oh, I wish it could be mine. Oh, you know, I wish that car that sister is driving. Oh, I wish it could be mine. Oh God, you know, presumptuous. You know, be very careful, not presumptuously, not to have dominion over you. Praise be to God, because when it has dominion, it means it will lead you to the very act of sin. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Hallelujah. When they don't have dominion over you, then you shall be blameless. Hallelujah. And innocent. Praise be to God, of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I want to tell you that memorize that last scripture. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And that's why I don't understand why Christians use curses, a cursing. Praise be to God. Why should a Christian be cursing when God is watching everything that you say? Hallelujah. The Bible said that God will judge us with every careless word that proceeded out of our mouth. Praise be to God. You have to be careful, because whatever comes out of a man is what defiles them. Let your speech be pure. Praise be to God. Let your speech be uplifting. Whatever comes out of your mouth, let it be right. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Praise be to God. Whatever I meditate, even before giving the word, there are moments I meditate in the word of God. There are moments I think about the word of God. I think about the goodness of God. I think about the scripture. Praise be to God. Let your meditation be acceptable. You know, even your meditation is worship. You know, when you meditate the word of God, you are worshiping God. You begin, now, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ooh, the Lord is my shepherd. He makes a way for me where there is no way. You are meditating. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being my shepherd, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the bread I need. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when you meditate, let your meditation, what you are thinking about the word of God, be right. Praise be acceptable. There are things that somebody is thinking of. Oh, Lord, I wish that Lamborghini could be mine. Oh. You know, you are our Father in heaven. You know, that lady I saw passing by, that lady. Eh? You see, your meditation could be off guard, could be going off. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, in the mind of man, there are so many things going on there. Praise be to God. That are out of the will of God. So bring up your mind to the things that honor God. Hallelujah. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. I hope you have been blessed this morning with the word of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we are coming to an end, and I pray that this morning devotion is a blessing to you. And if it is a blessing to you, please stand with us, stand with our ministry, support our ministry. Hallelujah. Share, support it with prayers, with sharing, with donation, whatever you want to do to make this ministry grow and touch many generations to come. Please stand with us, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for your word. Let your word settle in our spirit. Let it be the seed that fell on the fertile soil. Mighty Father, I pray that Psalms 19 will multiply in our hearts. Out of Psalms 19's, knowledge will proceed. Wisdom will proceed. Understanding will proceed. Great summons will come out of Psalms 19. In the mighty name of Jehovah, Mako Shatele. Barantami Mantalaganante, Rekababo Shande, Metalita Seteranto, Zogananta, Rebahanta Mantolo Bazande. Father, I pray that breathe upon us your word. Let your word settle in us. Let your word preoccupy our mind. Let the meditations of our heart, Ekabukonda, be acceptable before you, our Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Ekabakanda Mantalabazanda, Ribo Zataleka. Father, we desire more of your word. We desire more of your commandments. We desire more of your ways. May you save us, O God. Deliver us, O God, from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over us, for our lives belong to you. Give us victory over sin. Give us empowerment over sin. We surrender to you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Father. We adore you. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Stay blessed. May the God of Israel bless you this morning. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Go out in the power of his strength and bring forth. Fulfill the will and the purposes of God concerning your life upon this day. Shalom, 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 and have a good day in the Lord. Bye-bye.